Welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is a seven-part series based on an article I read in Worship Musician magazine. The link is in the show notes. It's an article by John Nicol, and I've printed off here, and I'm going to read some excerpts over the next few weeks and then discuss some issues that can help our churches to sing better, because the article is entitled Six Mistakes That Prevent or Keep Your Church from Singing. And I know we all want our church to sing effectively and worshipfully. So I must admit, where I am, some of the times when I'm with my churches, they sing well and sometimes not so well. And this, I found this article to be a helpful filter or checklist to me to think about how I'm leading worship and how I'm promoting the ideas of worship. So, because when the churches don't sing, I don't want to berate them, and I don't want to bully individuals into singing. That's not the point. I think there is a better way, and I think you'll find these six tips and the seventh summary we'll do at the end helpful. I hope you do. And not all of these may apply to your situation, but I think it's worth using them to review the areas which might be hindering your church and mine from fully embracing and enjoying all of what corporate musical worship has to offer. So over the next 6 weeks, we'll take each one in turn, tease them apart, and think about their application. I'd love to know what you think. Now, on to today's episode. Our seventh take on this particular issue of the mistakes that prevent our churches from singing is just to wrap up with something called with and to. Let me quote from the article. Do you want the unvarnished truth? In many churches, it's far easier to sing for and at the congregation than it is to get them to sing with you to the Lord. But we no longer need the priestly go-between to do our worship for us. We're not meant to be go-betweens. Our role is not to be musical mediators. And I like the phrase there. That's not us. We're not musical mediators. It's to be lead worshippers. In other words, we're not just leading worship. We are the lead worshippers who love the congregation and create the best possible environment that encourages them to sing to the Lord from their hearts. And this touches on something I believe strongly in, which is that really we're not musicians primarily. If you're a singer or an instrumentalist, your primary role is not as an instrumentalist or a singer or as a musician. Your primary role is as a communicator, someone who connects. In fact, a connector might even be a better word than communicator. We're certainly communicating the meaning of the songs to the congregation, but we're also connecting with the congregation in singing and celebrating and expressing the things that that are part of the lyrics of the songs that we sing. So if we're a connector, we're connecting with, and that's why looking up, we've talked about earlier, not gazing at the stand, but looking at the congregation so that we're connecting, not singing too high, because then we're going to lose people's ability to participate, not singing songs that are too complicated so that people can't actually engage with the heart and mind, not having too many new songs in any one go, connected with the same idea. Not having too many songs in a row, so people get so physically tired, they're distracted by that and now not able to join in wholeheartedly with the singing. And getting the volume right the best we can so that people feel like they can sing with all their heart without being too exposed, but they can still hear themselves sing. Singing with and to the congregation. We're singing together. We're singing to, we're singing with, we're singing together, but to God together. What do you find helps? What do you find helps to create this right kind of connection and communication so that we're singing together and we're singing to God? I would love to know what you think. And I'd love to know what you think about this whole series. Has it helped? And have you got some other suggestions about topics to cover that that might help us to help our congregations to sing to the Lord and to enjoy it as much as anything else, collectively to God's glory? So what did you think of what we talked about today? I'd love to know your thoughts. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it in public so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you can think of anybody who might benefit from this, please pass the link on to them. Leave us a review. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Leave a review wherever you get your podcasts from, and that would be wonderful. And I do pray that the next time you gather together with all your friends to worship our great God, it will be a time of great, encouraging worship, worshiping the Lord with joy and great exaltation. Take care and God bless.